Hello and welcome to Ego Netcast. I am Martin Lindeskog, and today I'm doing this live streaming session on distributing it on YouTube. And I will check here that I started a bit early.
Welcome to.
But now I see myself. So
I am Martin.
There you have a stereo effect, so it's working. So the title of this episode 138 will be Free Iran Now, parenthesis Rus, end of parenthesis. So it Nowruz, how we pronounce that, and that's the Persian New Year, and it's recently started a new year. It's March 20th, and I was invited by a good friend of mine to the New Year's party during the weekend, but I'm sorry to say that I couldn't attend. I miss it. And in a way, it's hard to celebrate due to what's happening in Iran right now, but it will be worth waiting for next time to celebrate Free Iran, a secular Iran, and then over time, then getting transition. And they have a candidate, Reza Pahlavi, that will take it to the next step level. So it then will be free, open elections in the future. And then they could decide in which direction it wants to go. Hopefully it will be on a constitutional republic, similar to the United States of America, or some other system. It could be also, as I said, with connections that you had in the past with the United Kingdom and Britain and so on, in the Churchill spirit. But we will wait and see. And this will have positive ripple effect or domino effect, positive domino effect on the Middle East. Then Lebanon could be free when you get rid of Mullahs and the terrorists, Hezbollah and all other organizations that the dictatorship in Iran is sponsoring, then Lebanon could get free, become free, and then that will have interesting effects on economy and travel and whatnot. So we'll see what's happening. But I wanted to do this bit of short live streaming on YouTube. I could distribute it. I'm using Boomcaster. I could do it with other accounts also. I'm starting out now on YouTube and see where it's going. And I have some notes here, and that's why I wonder, is it any value to look at me here with my EgoNetcast cap? And I have also, I will be back and forth here, I have my buff with a blue, thin blue line, and it's called Thin Blue Line, and that's in support of the police. Same thing as I support the defense and jurisdiction in societies that are free. So, and we'll come back to that. What the state has is force. The only way of doing that is they have a power of force. With the police, to have be the thin line between citizens and criminals, and in defense, and as we call it now in America, defense of Department of War, but defense is the original one, to defend yourself against threats and hostile attacks, but also if it's not safe, and the potential risk here with nuclear and attacks and turreted attacks and so on. Now I see it. I will now click on focus here so it will not be disturbed or incoming call, because I saw it clicked on my phone here. So that's something to think about, this thin blue line. And I will jump back and forth. That's my style. I have my card here. But when you get rid of it, terrorist regime, because they are now supporting mobs and gangs and criminals and mafia, even here in Sweden, that are so-called operating here. One is called the Foxtrot Network, and I think he's been sitting in Turkey, or how you pronounce that nowadays, a bird country. And then I think he ended up in Iran, but I don't know, it's confirmed yet. And there have been attacks at, for example, embassies, Israeli embassy in, I think, in Stockholm and in Gothenburg, with hand grenades and other things like that, threats and attacks, and then you will get rid of that. So that's something to think about, and the stability will come with it. But then it have been politicians and so-called diplomats that have commented on it, that you can't attack a hostile regime and a threat and a terrorist headquarters, because we have something called the public international law. The thing is that they have been living under dictatorship for 47 years in Iran. It was this mistake to have this mullah, what was sitting and waiting in France on his chance, take over. And then I think the parents and others, that the generation that have now, yeah, they don't hold this anymore longer, and they have seen the mistake by that, and especially the youth and the younger generation are not liking it at all and don't want to be in this prison. But this public international law is say that you can't come outside and do this. It should be so-called an internal thing, but I question that. But then you have had politicians like Carl Bildt, that is a so-called moderate party, former moderate party leader and a conservative, and he was in the Balkans and negotiated there, and he has said that you can't attack it. And also this diplomat called Jan Eliasson, who has been in the so-called Peace Institute called CPRI. Wait a second, I will take a sip of tea here. And that's the word that I know in Persian, Shai. And he had been publicly on Twitter, he said how good negotiations he have done with about nuclear, with the guy there that was recently eliminated, a butcher in suit. And could you comprehend that? I mean, these negotiations, and yeah, I can't see that. So that's something to think about. The only diplomacy that you could have then is this British-style gunboat diplomacy. But if you're a threat, we will strike back and take care of the problem. And then if you come again, we will do the same thing until you stop. And there you find this in action in movies. So I recently saw a part of a movie called American Assassin, and it's based on a novel, and I will then watch the whole movie. But I enjoyed that action movie. What did you think about that? I think it's some years ago. And then now I started to watch a TV series, a British one called Prisoner 951. I only watched the beginning, and there is an Iranian that wants to travel back to England because she's married with the British, and then got stopped at the airport, and they say that she is an agent. So this is something to tinker about, and see what could happen when it will become free. Then, for the record, I could say what Trump is doing, he knows how to push button. But to now talk about this 4 or 5 days of, how do you say, so-called peace, or that you don't attack, because he's negotiate with some guy at the parliament in Iran and a foreign minister. Then it could turn out the same thing as Venezuela, that somebody will replace the top leaders and the one that they have eliminated so far. And it's especially Israel was doing the job and the work and get it done. So it's really important, and I give support, my moral support, to the demonstrators here in Gothenburg and other places, but doing it week every weekend peacefully and talk about it and having it in Swedish and going out in the streets. It's really important to support that, because I remember doing that on my blog, Ego, an egoist blogspot, and then I had an editorial cartoon by Cox and Forkum in 2004 called The Bonfire of Mullahs, and that's this Nowruz, that you jump over the fire in order to cleanse or clean, and the new chapter and this rebirth of a new year. And this is when more than 20 years ago. So this had been going on for a long time, and the student movement to support them. And now, and then it was freedom, woman, and life. What's happened with this Kurdish woman that was captured by the so-called moral police and beaten to death because she didn't have this scarf or hijab or whatever you call it, covering her hair and face properly, according to this so-called moral police. And now these demonstrations and uprising, the freedom fighters in Iran, and it's ready, and we have to give them moral support so it will then be cleared, and all the top leaders and regime and terrorists and mullahs and whatnot and whatever should be eliminated or giving up or put in arrest, or they could move away to some other. It's interesting how Iran now is so-called attacking their allies in different ways. So even Saudi Arabia is now saying that their patient is getting close to, but they are not happy campers. And it's really interesting to see this development. But it's important not to so-called negotiate now, Trump, with some guy at parliament and foreign minister. It's to finish the job and get it done. And then we could celebrate Nowruz in a happy way next year, and then think about everyone that have been fighting for this freedom and liberty and the secular society. And also I would say Cox and Margolis and Cox, they had a cartoon here recently called Can of Worms. You could say it was a can opener that was with the American flag symbol and the stars and stripes, and then it was a can of worms and this nuclear symbol. And it is really a can of worms, and it is difficult, I understand that, and to get it right. And that's why I really, and I'm not a military expert, but to see how Israel is doing it so precise, could get rid of terrorists in a special location, very precise. It's fascinating and interesting to study if you're interested in that. And then now I will talk a little bit more about some other things, how you could support this show. If you think my ventilating things, I will often do it on Thursdays, maybe still on American time, so it will be Friday my time in Sweden. But now I'm showing on the camera here on YouTube this Marvel thing, Thor's hammer in plastic toy, but I will do that on Thursday. That's for Thor's day, Torsdag in Swedish. I want to see the positive things, but maybe this could be that we could stir up some debate in a positive way, learn something from it, and continue the conversation as long as we have freedom of expression. And these podcasts I have had since 2006 in different places hosting. I have had the challenge with it to do it on a regular basis. I have started new podcasts and helping others starting podcasts. but I will still continue with Ego Netcast, and I will do a special memorable thing about the name Ego Netcast, why I choose that, and why it's so timely right now, what's going on. Because I'm audio first when it comes to podcasting, but more and more it's video, it's live streaming. And thanks to Podcasting 2.0 initiative and the namespace and different tags and features, you could do it in new, interesting ways. And then you could get support, you could get feedback, you could have co-producers that you as a listener will send like a digital telegram with a small donation, or big for that matter, or streaming satoshis. That's a bit of a bitcoin, a part of bitcoin. So if you take one bitcoin and divide it 100 million times, you get a satoshi. And this, because now I will host it on a new hosting platform called Fountain, and that's a new modern podcast application. So I will test this out now for 3 months and see where it goes, and if I could get new listeners, if I get more support, if I get constructive feedback, maybe potential guests and so on, because the focus will now be on this politics, philosophy, ventilation. I will do positive things also, but and the main podcast on philosophy is The Secular Foxhole with my great co-host Blair Schofield. So that I will main thing, but I will want to keep up Ego Netcast and now find a way of doing that and using this new host Fountain and see how this could go in different ways with support thing, with streaming, sending satoshis, boostograms, maybe testing live streaming, and also doing maybe some special episodes and whatnot, and try to get this so-called community or a digital town hall on Fountain app. So I will include that in the show notes also, the link now to a new place, my podcast page for this podcast, Ego Netcast. So then you could follow it there, you could write comments, and you could interact and engage and, again, support this show if you think this is value to you to listen to this and watch this on YouTube. And we'll see how it come along. So please check out Fountain app. Download it on Apple Store or Android Store. And yeah, so that's it for now. And I will go through the guide. I had a nice call with Nick of Fountain, and then over does also with the onboarding, and it was very smooth process. So this Ego Netcast is now on Fountain, and also high five. Now I'll do this on the screen, high five for Hemp, that I've been with my co-host Adam Tinkoff. I have had guest Hanna Hill writing a book about CBD and hemp, and I will continue with that, and maybe I will be more than so-called controversial, talking about a bigger picture of industrial hemp, why it's an option, why it's a positive alternative, but also what's going on in politics and so on with the regulation or other things like that. So I will do that also on a regular thing, but also talking about applications, using CBD and whatnot. And with the Ego Netcast, it will be this philosophy, commentary thing, ventilation. And of course, with Fountain, maybe I will talk a bit about Bitcoin and SAPs or Noster and things like that. And yeah, I think that's for now. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Thanks in advance for your support and to follow me now, my podcast here on Fountain app. So with that, I would say cheerio again, and talk soon again. Bye for now. Over and out.